And 6:30, partly clear, 77 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. ARRO, spelled A-E-R-O, is the name of Tulsa Transit's new rapid bus transit service. The branding and 50 station locations were unveiled yesterday. There will be 4 public workshops next week for people to weigh in on station amenities like bike racks, weather protection, and neighborhood tie-ins. Tulsa Transit Interim Manager Debbie Ruggles says buy-in from everyone is important.
Whether people decide to be a rider of the BRT or not, their tax dollars are being used to build these facilities.
The workshops are Tuesday and Wednesday. More information is available at publicradiotulsa.org. Look for the web version of this story. A Tulsa police sergeant is arrested for assault on another police officer. 51-year-old Dedlorn Sanders Jr. is accused of getting into a scuffle with another officer after he was pulled over while off duty. More than a half dozen people are arrested in Bristow in an undercover drug operation. The sting targeted meth makers and dealers. Police say more arrests are likely. Republican leadership is still having trouble getting the votes to pass a revamped Senate health care plan. Gene Perry with the Oklahoma Policy Institute doesn't see much improvement over the previous proposal, which the think tank panned.
You know, a lot of senators have come out and said that they have deep problems with this bill, and they haven't changed it much. In fact, some of the ways they have changed it created new problems.
Some GOP senators think the changes to replace Obamacare don't go far enough, while others say it goes too far. The latest report lists one case of West Nile virus in a human here in Oklahoma.
While several traps in Tulsa County have captured mosquitoes infected with West Nile, the only human case so far this summer is in Cleveland County near Oklahoma City. But State Health Department epidemiologist Amanda Shoemate says the season is really just beginning.
Highest risk months usually in Oklahoma are July to October, so those are the highest risk periods for West Nile virus. And although we can't predict the severity of them, that's just typically when we see our highest number of cases for West Nile virus.
West Nile outbreaks in Oklahoma are characterized by higher than normal temperatures and drought. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Highway 51B is the place to be this weekend. It is the 51st annual Porter Peach Festival. It will feature the world's largest peach cobbler. And yes, those Porter Peaches. Our weather forecast, hot and muggy today, a 30% chance of rain, a high of 95, the heat index up to 102. Right now in Tulsa, it is partly clear and 77. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.